The passage from Leviticus details the Mosaic laws, provisions for sin and guilt offerings, given by the Lord to Moses, for the Israelites. Establishing a system for atonement, following unintentional violations. The main characters are the Lord, Moses as the lawgiver, and the Israelite community, including the anointed priest, leaders, and common people, within the context of the wilderness tabernacle worship. The Lord instructs Moses on procedures for unintentional sins, with specific sacrifices for different offenders, a young bull for the anointed priest or the whole community, a male goat for a leader, and a female goat or lamb for an individual. Each ritual involves the offender laying hands on the animal, its slaughter, the priest applying its blood in the sanctuary, burning the fat on the altar, and, for the most significant offerings, burning the remainder outside the camp, after which atonement and forgiveness are declared. Further instructions cover sins of omission, ceremonial defilement, or oath violations, requiring confession and a sin offering, with provisions for the poor, involving birds or flower astamen, a separate guilt offering of a ram, plus restitution, is required for sins regarding holy things. The New Testament passage in Hebrews states the law and its repeated animal sacrifices are a shadow, not the reality, and cannot perfect worshipers or take away sins, serving only as an annual reminder. The Psalm excerpt declares, God's primary desire is not for ritual sacrifice, but for a broken and contrite heart. This sequence presents the detailed Levitical system for addressing sin through substitutionary animal sacrifice and priestly mediation, which provided a temporary ceremonial covering. The New Testament reflection positions this system as inherently limited and preparatory, pointing toward a more complete solution. The psalm provides a prophetic voice, emphasizing the internal attitude required behind the external ritual, together tracing a biblical trajectory from ceremonial law to its theological fulfillment.